great to see a lot of old friends here, Baruch Hashem. And last week we went into new territory. Usually when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, we talk about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were lo nohagu kavod zeh lazeh. They didn't give each other the proper respect. And we go through a lot of sugyas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, being nice to people, watching what you say, being considerate, Gmilas Chasadim. This year we took a different angle, and that's the beauty of Torah, is that Torah, the more you think about it, and you look at it this way, you look at it that way, you can see totally new things. Years and years you can see the same sugya and then see something different. And last time we introduced the following idea, that what does it mean not to be noyheg kavod zeh lazeh, to give each other kavod? Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim were all like Rebbe Akiva Egers and more. They were Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. The Arizal says we don't understand the level of Torah they had. We wouldn't even understand it if we were in their base medrash what they were doing. Each one of them, when you're Chavrusas, a Gadol B'Torah, you have to treat him like a Sefer Torah and better. Because it's Kavod HaTorah. It's not just Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? It's real appreciation for Torah. And if we don't appreciate Torah, then we can't be makabel Torah. Torah is only valuable when you appreciate it, when you know what it is. And we moved to a different sugya. We said, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, they were dealing with kavod for each other. But we need to deal with kavod for our Rebbe. Right? And I pointed out, I'm not a Rebbe in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, it's very hard to be a Rebbe. I have a much easier job. I just have to schmooze all day. I'm a professional schmoozer. Say a couple jokes. I'm not a Rebbe. And therefore, we represented the sugya of kavod rabbeim. Put it out, how few people today stand up for the rabbeim, even though it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But we pointed out the only people that you don't feel like you have to stand and help are waiters. Right? A waiter can stand there for 20 minutes taking your order. You're sitting there, you're fine. Right? You don't get up there and let me just help you write that. Nobody cares, right? Why? Because he's there to serve me. I came here, I paid money, I paid tuition! Right? He better show me a good time, right? Brisket, steak, right? Chicken, schnitzel, whatever. That's my Rebbe. I don't stand for such a person. He's there to serve me. And it's not a halachic issue. I don't believe that people stopped having sensitivity towards halacha. People are still learning Mishnah Berurah today. People don't value their Rebbe. And I went with this last week, and it was very interesting, but I realized I did you a very big disservice. And there's a very big problem with the shmooze I gave last week, and I'd like to fix it. It's only a half-hour slot, so, you know, it's a work in progress. And that is very nice. Stark's telling me to be mechabed my Rebbe. But who needs a Rebbe? I don't even explain what the point of a Rebbe is, why we should have a Rebbe, why a Rebbe is so great. Bichlal. And there's no reason. Well, what are you giving me a reason to be? Tell me, be mechabed him. What's a Rebbe? Today you can have everything you want. You want to learn Daf Yomi? You want to learn Be'ion? They now have a site, right? Shas Illuminated. You don't even have to learn just Daf Yomi online. You can learn Iyun. I was actually testing this out over Bein Hazmanim. I was very impressed with what's out there. You don't have to go to yeshiva anymore. Just put on your bows, right? Get munch and just activate yourself. And you don't need anybody. Everything's automated today. Who in the world needs a Rebbe today? What's a Rebbe? You can get so much great stuff. Right now, lately, I've been walking to yeshiva, chazering the Gemara with shiurim just as I'm walking. I don't have those cool, what do they call those things? AirPods. If anyone, Hanukkah's coming, you know, my birthday, whatever. But I could use a pair of those. I've been listening out loud. It's kind of embarrassing at like traffic lights. Like, you know, everyone hears my shiur, like, zuck the Rambam, right? But it's gewaltig. I go to yeshiva, I hear somebody clarifying the sugya that I went through yesterday, and it's just, this is a great generation to be living in. Who needs a Rebbe? So I would like, and I'm so excited about this, to explain, it's going to take me at least 2 weeks to do this. At least 2 weeks. to explain why we need Rabbeim. And there's so many people today who don't have Rabbeim. Do you know who the most influential people today are? What? Musicians? Right? Musicians can get you to do whatever you want. They can make you sing the stupidest things in the world. I'm not going to tell you some of the stupid things. I don't want to insult anybody in public. But they have power. Right? Everybody, they're called influencers today. People are being created by total narishkeit. And we have a Rebbe. A Rebbe is somebody who can get us somewhere. It says in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes Zayin, Rebbe Gamliel Omer, Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, V'histalik min ha-safek, and remove doubt from your life. Now, Pashup Shah in this Mishnah, and I looked around. It's simple, right? You have a Rebbe who's a posek, right? A posek. So you have a Shaila and Halacha. You have a Rebbe, you have no doubt, okay? That's the Pashup Shah in this Mishnah. Have a Rebbe who will tell you what to do, right? You want to know if the chicken is kosher. You want to know if your lulav is pasul. So call the Rav, and you won't have any sfeikas in your life. But let's just try to learn this deeper. Chazal, the more you learn what they say, you start hearing a deeper message. I want to tell you the deeper message that jumps out. This is going to be our perish in Avos. This is Pashut Pshat. This could even mean why you need a posek. Asei lecha rav v'yistalik min ha-safek is stop living in doubt. Have a Rebbe and you'll start having a clearer life. You'll stop being wishy-washy. You'll stop wondering in every situation, I don't know. Your kids will come to you. Dad, what should I do? Good question, right? No clarity. A person who has a Rebbe learns how to have clarity. And it's not, my approach that I got from my Rebbeim is not the approach of the Hasidim, which is a wonderful approach, but it's not my approach. I don't mean clarity because you call him all the time. Rebbe, my kid is asking me, where should you go to yeshiva? What do you say? No, a Rebbe, the way my Rebbeim taught me, teaches you how to make your own decisions. He teaches you how to work out problems. He teaches you how to evaluate situations so that you can have clarity even when you can't call him. Rav Volba Zatzal said something incredible. He said that when he met the great Rav Yerucham of Mir, and he became his Talmud, he was Nepach Mi'ishacher. He turned into another person. Wow. So there was some cute guy who was a Talmud of Rav Volba who was getting married, and he says to Rav Volba, he's like all excited, he goes, Rebbe, I've been with you since my bar mitzvah. Was I Nepach Li'ishacher? Am I another, have I been transformed into another person? Right? I don't recommend you like suggesting that you were like transformed, right? Okay, you know, one thing, you steiged a little bit. Have I been transformed? But Rav Volba was very patient with him, even though, you know, these types of guys are very annoying. They like have all these interesting ideas. Rav Volba said the following thing. He goes, you want to know what it means that I was transformed into another person from my Rebbe? He said, when I make a decision, his Rebbe was long gone in Yeshiva Shalmala. When I make a decision, I sit and I think, and I think, and I think what I would do in this situation. Then when I'm done, I think and I think what my Rebbe would do in this situation. Can you imagine? He thinks and he thinks. He represents his Rebbe. His Rebbe's in Shemayim. He thinks and thinks. And then they have a boxing match. Him and his Rebbe. His Rebbe usually wins. He said his Rebbe wins. But that's what it means that I was changed. You realize how empowering that is? That's our mahalach and what a Rebbe's supposed to do for you. He's supposed to give you a new way of seeing things, to leave the world of doubt. Torah is a Torah's chayim. It's a living and breathing entity. And when we look at the Torah, we don't see that it's talking to us always. And it's very high up there. A lot of chazals are intimidating or scary. Some things seem flat out. If you would follow every chazal the way it's written, you would ruin your marriage. You would ruin your life. I could show you which chazals. Anyone who wants to ruin their life, I'll show you gemaras that if you follow them, lafi pashup shat, without a Rebbe, I'll show you how you'll ruin your life. Just three or four chazals and you'll be done. I promise. Mamish toast. I've seen this happen. What's pshat? Torah is a Torah's chayim. It needs to be brought down to you. Listen to this gorgeous pshat. Gorgeous. Stunning pshat in a Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga, on Daf Tesvav, it also says this in Moed Katan. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rab Yochanan, my dixit, ki sifse koin yishmeru das, vitoira yavakshu mipiu, ki malach Hashem savakoisu. You should be mavakish Torah from a malach? An angel? Yes, says the Gemara, in doime harav le malach Hashem savakos. If your Rebbe's like a malach, like an angel, yavakshu Torah mipiu, then go after him and try to get Torah from him. But if not, don't go after him. What's pshat in this Gemara? There's a lot that was talked about in this Gemara. Okay, there's a big problem over here with this Gemara. First of all, if anyone's here wants to know if I'm a malach, I have bad news for you. I'm very much not. I'm going to leave here and pound cookies and, you know, like with a giant gallon of milk after this, like to celebrate. Yeah, finish the schmooze, right? So we have a big problem over here. And I'm standing here in front of a yeshiva of people. I'm even paid to do this, to teach Torah. What's pshat in a Rebbe Doma Lamalach? And I want to spend a lot of time trying to understand this, my friends. The Hafla says the following idea. We know that a Malach is what we call static. It doesn't move. It's called an Omed. A Yid, when he does Avodas Hashem, he goes up and down, just like Yaakov had that ladder with the causing the angels to go up and down. The angels can't go up and down themselves. It's only Yaakov Avinu can cause them. Klal Yisrael, when you do any mitzvah or do any davening or learn any Torah, you cause malachim to go up and down. But in general, malachim, they don't have knees. They don't have joints. They just stand there in their place. They don't move. Says the Hafla. He says there are people who are very holy Jews who have the Torah very high in Shamayim. He says, and you know what happens? They have Talmidim, and, you know, they're not willing to be with their Talmidim. They're stuck wherever they are, flying up, down, left, right. Says the Hafla, you want to be a Rebbe? You have to find your Talmid, look him in the eyes, and stay there, in place, and not move from the Madrega of your Talmid. You need to be a Rebbe that's like a Malach. You don't have an option of dealing with your Talmud in the way you would like to be, or how you were 20 years ago, or what the world looked like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. You have to deal with him the way the world looks today, the way he looks today, and find a way to give him Torah that speaks to him in his world. You hear this? This is the Hafla. That's what it means to have a Rebbe who's Doma L'malach, who doesn't move. And I'm telling you, this is hard as a Rebbe. A lot of times you're in Kailel, you're flying around, Reb Chaim's, Rashba's, all this, Reb Kiva Eger's, and then all of a sudden you're like, you just want to like fly, like fly away, and like try to bring a few Talmidim with you. No! That's not what a Rebbe does. A Rebbe takes the Torah from Har Sinai, brings it down to exactly where you are, and gives it to you in a way that will speak to you in your life. In your life. Now I want to tell you something else about a Rebbe that's Doma L'malach. Listen to this one. My Rebbe Zatzal said, Rav Moshe Shapira, there's a chazal that says that there's no blade of grass that doesn't have a malach on top of it that patches it and says, grow. Very interesting, right? I would love to see this. If there were special glasses, you go to a field, lush grass. Imagine all these malachim patching grass. Very exciting. Nobody would need sports, right? Very exciting. What in the world is going on over here? Patching the grass and saying, grow. He said, he explained the following. He said that what's the idea of growth? What's the idea of growth? Growth is getting out of your comfort zone, is challenging yourself where you are, not staying the same person. Every growth needs a little bit of a patch because you just want to stay the same and it's hard. Come on, don't tell me to get out of bed. Don't tell me to make this decision. Don't tell me to work this out with my kid's sister. I don't want to. I want to stay tiny. Comes a malach and takes a blade of grass who just doesn't want to grow and goes, and then he can grow. It's growing pains. The growth that the Malach does is he shows him a world that's higher than him. And he patches him. And my Rebbe wrote in a Hakdama to a Sefer, I saw this with my own eyes, he called his father the Malach that patched him and said, Gadel. Today you'd get sued for that. Right? The Malach that patched him and said, grow. It doesn't mean a physical patch. It means he showed him a world that said, little Moshe, there's a whole world of growth. Let's go. Don't be small. And I would like to suggest that that's also a mahalach of a Rebbe who's Dome Lamalach. He knows how to challenge. Not challenge with his hands, with that type of smack, but with a sense like, you're better than that. What are you doing? Look how much you could accomplish. And you show them another world in their world that they can be, that they can become. And this is the most gratifying thing of being a Rebbe for me. I never knew about it, and I'm so happy. Some of the guys here have a yeshiva that go 1 year or 2 years. Here, we have, you can have to see a guy for 4 years. It's unbelievable. You know what it is to see someone grow for 4 years? It's like Gan Eden. You watch them with such big struggles in so many areas. And step by step, you patch them. Patch after patch, you introduce them to new areas of growth. Interpersonal relationships, davening, learning, respect, being refined. All of these things. Thinking outside your own self, stopping to be self-centered. You watch this growth process. In front of your eyes, it's mamish like Gan Eden. Nobody told me about this when I took the position. This is what it's about. But only a Rebbe can be there. There are people who just flow through. They come in, they come out. They don't have any connections with anyone. No one challenges them. They just stay the same. And they're 85 years old, sitting in the back of the shul, grumpy old men, you know, complaining that they didn't get a Mishab Beirach. You know, these guys, right? Because nobody gave them that patch and said, you're better. You're better. That's what a Rebbe could do. Rav Avigdor Miller said the following line. It's going to seem strange to us, right? These are not popular things to say, but now we'll understand it. He says, if you meet a mean rabbi, don't let him go. If you find a mean rabbi, don't let him go. What does that mean, right? Mean rabbi. It means someone who will challenge you. Someone won't let you get away with just staying a little kid, staying tiny. I love it. I spoke to a Rebbe in a yeshiva, not our yeshiva. And I know he's a good Rebbe. You know why? He told me, Mamash, this happened a couple days ago. He said, I told my Talmidim, they sent me a Shalach Manas, one of these dinky Shalach Manas, with a letter, whatever. And I called them all in to my shiur room. Said, this is what you sent me? Do you know that I have a wife? Do you know that this is the whole nachas of the whole year comes from Shalach Manas? What's wrong with you guys? You think I care about this Shalach Manas? No, but I'm scared that you guys are losers. That you're idiots. What's with you? Don't you realize this is an opportunity to get a challah board, he said, so that my wife could see what I'm doing over here? Where are you? And he's saying to me, of course I don't care. By the way, Talmidim are very small, so they think, oh, we insulted Rebbe, right? You know, Rebbes don't care about these cute little Talmidim. Like, if you do, you definitely shouldn't be a Rebbe. But that's a Rebbe. Challenge them. Don't do this to your wife on your anniversary, my good man. Get her a Hallmark card. Sorry I didn't put anything in, but Hallmark said good epis, so here you go. Right? That's what happens to these Shalach Manas guys if no one challenges them. That's what happens at their anniversary. Makibo, v'omer gadel, to grow. And it's amazing. So now I want to go to the next step over here. How many rabbeim are you supposed to have? And this is a very complex, I'm going to be very honest with you, so I want you to listen very well. Sometimes I'm a little too honest. It's always fun when I'm too honest. I might get too honest over here. I want to deal with this whole sugya. It's very complex. Because if we're not mamish like malachim, So now, how do you find a Rebbe over here? So first of all, in all time periods, there's a Gemara on Daf Yud Tes in Avodah Zarah, tucked away in Avodah Zarah. Amar Lahu Rav Chista L'Rabbanan. Rav Chista said to the Rabbanan, Ba'inan De'ema Lahu Milsa, I want to tell you something. Mistafina D'Shavkisuli, and I'm afraid you're going to leave my yeshiva. Right, this is a bold move. Imagine Rosh Yeshiva saying something, everyone's going to book. Vazlitza kol alom, Vazlitza, you're going to get out of here. Kol alomei toira meirav echad eno roa simen bracha la'olam. Whoever has only one Rebbe will not see success at all. Shavku vazu kamei derava, and they all booked. Unfortunately, it's like in the middle of the shir, like as soon as he said that, right, everyone went. The Gemara explains that when you're getting down just the basic pshat in the Gemara, you need one Rebbe, because at that time, you just have to get the text right. But when it comes to svaras, a person should be opened up to different approaches, to seeing the world differently, at different stages. A person should have an open head. That's the real ideal relationship with a Rebbe, always. And we find that as a person matures, they go from one Rebbe to the next, and sometimes they'll never call you again. I tell people when they leave yeshiva, I don't care if you don't call me ever again. That's not my job. My job was to get you to here and kol tuv. And also, then they're not afraid. I want them to call me like after 10 years. There's like a certain amount of time, like you miss the first Rosh Hashanah, like you're never calling your Rebbe again. It's too embarrassing. I'd rather never see the guy again. Like, he's right past Ville. His family's coming here. He wants to show you his family. Like, no, I didn't call him like 5 years ago. I'm like, it's over. Our relationship's over. No, it doesn't work like that. But there is something to that, that the Rebbe sometimes gets you to one place and then you advance. You go to another Rebbe and you develop. You see things differently and you combine them. And you actually put them in the boxing ring together. And you find your own way. Your own derech, based on your Rebbein. And that brings a simen bracha. And it's even more than that. And this I want to talk about now. I'm getting very honest, and I want you to really understand this. When I started in yeshiva, Rav Noach Orlowick, who's a very big mashkiach, the mashkiach of Torah Or, I asked him for advice. What do I need to do in my position? It's good to ask people in the field, right, before you start any position. Give me a word of advice. I recommend it for everyone. Anytime you're doing something, go to somebody who has 30 years doing something, 40 years, that you want to start doing now. And what advice would he tell somebody who's just starting out? And he said a few fascinating things, but one fascinating thing he said to me is, your job is to teach the Bachrim that you are not a posek. Interesting. He said, any time that you get a shaila in halacha, Rav Wiener, don't let people think that Rebbes are just this thing, that just the, everything that comes out of their mouth is like Mamash Mamed Har Sinai. Not trained to be a posek. Do you know what a posek is? Do you know how much Rav Wiener had to train? Do you know how much mastering halacha this man had to do to be able to answer the phone at any time and tell you the Dvar Hashem? You know what that is? I had to train in other ways. It says they need to understand the complexity of all of this. That there are different relationships. That's your job. You must send them away. And I took it very seriously. Every time I hear a question from a bachur, I'm like, is this halacha? Halacha, bye. Rabbi, bye. Wiener, right? Rebbe, I want the emotional element of the bracha on schnitzel. Is that for a mashkiach? Like, maybe. As I say my mezonos or shahak, right? Fine. But there's groups here. Sometimes we just make a Rebbe a one-stop shop. It's a zilzul in Torah when we do that. It's a zilzul in Torah. Torah is much bigger than that. Rav Yaakov Hillel once said, I was in a vat with Rav Yaakov Hillel many years ago on Shabbos. It was Kabbalic. It wasn't a Kabbalah vod. Everyone's like, ooh, Kabbalah. No, it wasn't. It was a Musar vod. It was geschmack to learn Musar from Rav Yaakov Hillel. He said that in his life, he only saw one person that had everything. He said, many people are Rashi Yeshiva, right? But they're not poskim. It's a different thing, right? There are mashkichim, right? There are Anshei Maisa, there are people who are famous for their incredible davening and avoda, but they're not necessarily the biggest poskim or Rashi Yeshiva, right? And they're Mekubalim. He goes, he only met one man who had all of them together. Amazing. He said, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg of Or Torah, of Torah Or, he said the man was a Rashi Yeshiva, was a posek, was muflug b'chassidus, was a Mekubal, was everything. That's incredible. That's a one-stop shop. But in general, I in my life have never had a Rebbe that's a one-stop shop. And when you know this, you end up using every, not using, but experiencing every Rebbe for what they can offer for you. And if you don't know this, you know what happens? You end up losing out and worse. And worse. We're talking about a Rebbe being dome to a malach. Now I want to get a little more real. A malach is somebody who doesn't do anything wrong. Well, now what do I do? My Rebbeim, I'm telling you this, if I'm going to say I'm a Rebbe. Once I start insulting Rebbeim, I might as well say I am a Rebbe. So here I am, a Rebbe, okay? I know I have many chisronos. But it says over here you need a Rebbe who's dome l'malach. So now what do you do? Now what do you do? The first thing you have to know is that your Rebbe is not a malach. Your Rebbe is not a malach. And if you expected a malach, then go back 500 years and then go to yeshiva. But today, that's not what makes somebody great. What's a Rebbe Doma Lamalach today? I believe, this is my own opinion, a Rebbe who takes responsibility for his Talmidim and knows how to apologize. Not a Rebbe who doesn't make mistakes, but a Rebbe who knows how to say, I'm sorry. That to me is a Malach. Why? Because it means that he's not perfect, but he takes achrayas. He does the best that he can, and when he makes a mistake, he admits it. That's the type of Rebbe that a person needs. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, in Turis, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, page 197, I'm quoting this, you're not going to find the Sefer, it's out of print, but it's so shocking that I want to quote it, so if you can find it, you'll see he actually says this. He says that when people have Rabbeim, sometimes they're mishamish them too well, and they end up picking up on the chisronos of the Rebbe, the problems of the Rebbe. Instead of just taking the milus of the Rebbe, they also get their chisronos. And he says, it says in Chazal, this was his example, that you should not be a kapton like Shammai. Shammai was a malach Hashem, but he was known as very, very strong and very tough, right? So now someone comes to the base medrash of Shammai and goes, I'm going to be angry! I'm going to have problems with people. Right? No, it doesn't work like that. You come to Shammai, and his shoresh neshama was supposed to be a kapton. That's really his shoresh, the Arizal explains. We're not going to get into it. But you're not supposed to become one of these people. If you go into brisk, like, you're supposed to learn kudshim. You're not just supposed to, like, start, like, posseling everybody, because, like, that's what you do. Right? You're supposed to be a bardas and take what's valuable, and if something's not valuable to you, then you're supposed to leave it. You're supposed to leave it. And that's a very real issue that we need to know about. And the more you can... Also, I have another thing. And this, I'm being very, very honest, and I think this will save a lot of people's lives, so I don't mind. There are many Talmidei Chachamim who are fantastic Talmidei Chachamim and miserable Balei Eitza. They don't know how to give advice. So usually, all these young people think, he knows Kol Torah Kulo, just tell me what to do, right? It doesn't work like that. There is a separate, I heard this from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro. He brought Rayas. Achitofel was known as a Bal Eitza. Yisra was the Bal Eitza. Yisra was someone who was on the ground. He even came to Moshe. It's the first time we have the Lashon Eitza in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Torah Kulo, par excellence. Yisro comes, he's on the ground, it's like mapping it out, right? We're gonna have judges like this, it's gonna work, and Moshe goes with it. All the pshatim, but at the end of the day, Yisro was a Baal Eitza. Yisro was a Baal Eitza. And a person has to find people who give him proper Eitzas. How do you know when someone gives you a proper Eitza? So you have to see, you have to listen to your heart sometimes. If someone tells you how to deal with your mother, and you start doing it, and like, not going. It's like, emunos chachamim, and you do it again, and then you do it again, until like you get kicked out of the house. Like, it doesn't work like that. in the Hashkafa, and I'm happy to tell you that this is what I'm a Kabbal from Arabeim. The concept called Das Torah, right? There's a concept called Das Torah out there. I want you to know. Slicha. In Halacha, you ask a Rav, you have to follow the Psak of the Rav. That's the Halacha. If you ask Rav Wiener a question, it's called Chacham Shehora. It's a Sugya in Shas. You must follow that Psak. No one told you to go to that Rav, but if you go to him and ask him if this chicken is kosher or treif, and you have to figure out when this applies and when it doesn't, but in Halacha, if you ask about this chicken, you can't now go and find somebody else. It doesn't work like that. Chacham Shehora. If somebody gives you an Eitzah, you do not have to listen to advice, ever. There is nothing binding about advice. You'd be smart if you listened to the advice of a wise man, but it's not binding. You do not have to. You do not have to. And this is sort of how you sort of navigate your way. You find somebody who you think understands you, who understands your situation, who understands your family, who understands what you're going through. And if you see that it's making your life more clear, that you stop having doubts and you become bigger, then you stay with that person in that area. But that's the greatness of Klal Yisrael, is to allow different influences in your life who can help you with things, who can shed light on so many aspects of our lives. My Rebbe, Reb Moshe Shapiro, I went to him for one area, right? I went to my Rebbe, Reb Aryeh Berenstein in Kutchim, you know, and I go to other Rebbeim. I have many, many Rebbeim, but each one I go to for specific things. I go to for specific things, because that's the way you see a siman bracha. You see a siman bracha. And the truth is that sometimes you won't like a Rav's Eitzah, but not for the right reason. This is very important. Not for the right reason. Rav Alba writes in a letter that it says in Chazal that you should learn Masha Libo Chafetz. You should learn whatever your heart desires. So he says there are some people, they just get to yeshiva, right? They look at a Gemara and like, whoa, this is heavy, man. I don't want to learn this, right? So they go to Chumash. Right, they take out their art school Rashi Chumash the whole day. It's gavaldic, right? Sipping a coffee, an iced coffee, you know, smoothies, whatever. Having a good time, popping sushi, and reading their art school Rashi Chumash, which is a great work, by the way. I'm not being mezalzel, but do that the whole day. So it's libo chafetz. It's masha libo chafetz. It's a mefurish gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? So it's not so fast. It says if you're doing something because it's the easy way out, then you didn't find that this is the best thing for you, that this is the part of the Torah you connect with. He goes, if after years of pounding Torah, Gemaras, Chumash, Midrashim, and working hard, you find that your interest is peaked in one area, that means that there's a sign from your neshama that that's an area you should develop in. You should develop in. And you should work there. But if a person's just trying to have the easy way out, then they're just trying to be a baby. And why am I bringing this mashal? It's the same thing with finding a Rebbe. You guys are going to come out of this, I don't call this a shmooze, I just call this like giving over the wisdom of life today. And next week also, it's going to be Ladaiti even more important next week. But you come out, and then you say, Stark is right. The Rosh Hashiva insulted me. He's crazy. The man's a lunatic. Right, I'm out of here, right? So that's the easy way out. You have to stick with this Rebbe. Give him 6 months and see if he's nuts. Give him 6 months of your life and then look at yourself and see, am I bigger? I went the hard way. I did things that were against the grain. And now I'm going to evaluate after 6 months of doing that, did I grow or didn't I? But don't just brush everyone off because they look at you funny. Maybe they're looking at you funny because they're disgusted with the fact that you don't want to be you. You don't want to be you! What do you mean, I don't want to be me? You're not just some guy who just binges sitcoms. You're a yin who can become a great man, contribute. No, I can't. Yes, you can. I don't like you, Rebbe. Right? Doesn't work like that. Makibo, the Amar Gadel. So I talked about Kavod Rabbanim. And now I tried to give you an idea of what a Rebbe is. And my goal is to encourage everyone to have rabbeim. There's people who've written me sob stories after yeshiva's over. I go, I was the quiet type of guy and this and that and this, and I wish and I wish and I wish. It's very cute and it's very sweet, but they have no connection with anybody. They should have gotten out of their comfort zone and had a conversation. I don't have any favorites in Talmidim. Maybe some people, it's very, in yeshivas, people like to say, ooh, he's his favorite. I don't have favorites. You know who my favorites are? Who I hang out with the most? The people who drive me the most crazy. Whoever just is like, always there. Rebbe can ask me a question. I'm like, oh, him again? I want to go home and eat dinner. Like, Rebbe, just 5 minutes. I'm like, no, I don't have time. Rebbe, 5 minutes. Okay. Right? That's what it is. I'm going to show you next week how to do this, Ezras Hashem. But that's what it is. There's no favorites. It takes work to get a Rebbe. Problems and solutions and evaluating and testing and growing. We should all be Zocha to become Emesa Anashim Gedolim, the people that we're supposed to be, Bezos.